Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Love and Respect Workbook, The Love She Most Desires. The Respect He Desperately Needs is a Christian marriage workbook by Dr. Emerson Egerix, written as a practical companion to the broader love and respect message, rooted in evangelical teaching and designed for active use by couples. It focuses on helping spouses understand the relational patterns that fuel conflict and the habits that can restore connection. The central claim is that wives typically most desire love, while husbands typically most desire respect, and that many marital disagreements intensify when each spouse responds to feeling neglected in the other's primary area of need. Rather than presenting a purely theoretical argument, the workbook format emphasizes reflection, discussion, and application. It is intended for couples who want a structured way to examine communication habits, interrupt destructive cycles, and practice more intentional love and respect in everyday marriage. Its purpose is not only insight, but repeated use in the course of real relationship change. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the workbook centers marriage around the love and respect need framework. The book's defining idea is that marriage becomes healthier when each spouse learns to respond to the other's deepest relational need. Egerix frames love as the wife's primary need and respect as the husband's primary need, using that distinction as the organizing principle for the workbook. This approach is important because it reduces marital conflict to a pattern that couples can identify and discuss, rather than treating every disagreement as isolated or random. The workbook format helps readers move from agreement with the theory to personal examination of how their own behavior either supports or undermines their spouse's sense of being loved or respected. That practical emphasis is central to the book's value. It does not simply restate marital ideals. It asks readers to test the framework against their daily habits, reactions, and communication style. Whether a reader accepts the framework fully or views it as a simplification, the book is built around giving that idea repeated structure and application so it can shape the way couples interpret ordinary tension. Secondly, The Crazy Cycle explains how marital conflict escalates through negative reciprocity. One of the most recognizable ideas in the love and respect material is the crazy cycle, a pattern in which one spouse feels unloved or disrespected and responds in a way that triggers the same feeling in the other spouse. The workbook uses this cycle to explain why small misunderstandings can quickly become larger emotional standoffs. The value of this model is that it offers couples a way to see conflict as self-reinforcing, rather than merely argumentative. A wife's criticism may be presented as a response to feeling unloved, while a husband's withdrawal may be presented as a response to feeling disrespected. Yet each response can deepen the other person's hurt. By naming that loop, the workbook gives couples a shared vocabulary for identifying escalation early. The practical benefit is that it encourages interruption before resentment hardens into a familiar pattern in a marriage setting. This kind of framework can be useful because it moves attention away from winning the argument and toward understanding the emotional chain reaction underneath the argument. Thirdly, biblical authority gives the workbook its interpretive and moral structure. The workbook is strongly shaped by a Christian worldview, and its guidance is presented as an application of biblical teaching to marriage. Ephesians 5:33 is especially important to the book's framework, since it is commonly used to support the paired duties of love for husbands and respect for wives. This matters because the workbook is not trying to function as a general relationship manual detached from theology. Instead, it assumes that marriage should be understood within a biblical model of mutual responsibility, obedience, and spiritual purpose. For readers who share that faith commitment, this gives the book coherence and authority. It also explains why the workbook is likely to resonate most with church-based marriage groups, pastors, and Christian counselors. At the same time, this biblical grounding shapes the book's limits. Readers looking for a secular or clinically neutral analysis of marriage may find its assumptions too confessional or too dependent on a particular interpretation of Scripture. The workbook's method is therefore inseparable from its religious foundation, and that foundation is one of its most distinctive features. Fourthly, the workbook turns ideas into exercises for communication and self-examination. Unlike a standard trade book, this workbook format is meant to be used actively, not just read once. Its purpose is to help couples pause, reflect, and practice behavioral change through guided exercises. That makes it different from books that simply explain a theory of marriage and stop there. The workbook structure encourages readers to identify patterns in their own home, discuss reactions with a spouse, and consider how they can respond differently in future conflicts. This emphasis on application is especially significant in marriage education because insight alone rarely changes habits. By building reflection into the format, the book tries to convert abstract principles into repeatable actions. The practical focus also suggests why the workbook is often used in counseling or group settings where participants can work through the material with accountability. In that sense, The book is not just about understanding love and respect conceptually. Its popularity is balanced by criticism of simplification and gender essentialism. The Love and Respect Workbook has been widely influential in Christian marriage ministry, but it has also drawn substantial criticism. Supporters value its clear structure, accessible language, and strong emphasis on reducing destructive marital habits. Critics, however, argue that it can oversimplify the complexity of relationships by reducing marital tension to a fairly fixed model of male and female emotional needs. Some readers also question whether the framework reflects universal patterns or instead imposes broad gender assumptions on couples whose experiences are more varied. This tension is important because it shows the workbook is not merely a neutral practical guide. It is a strongly argued interpretation of marriage with real doctrinal and psychological implications. For some audiences, that clarity is a strength. For others, it can feel too rigid, especially when deeper issues such as abuse, trauma, personality differences, or broader communication problems are involved. The book stands out precisely because it is so direct and confident, but that same confidence is also why it has remained controversial in some circles. In conclusion, this workbook is best suited for married couples, engaged couples, marriage counselors, pastors, and church small groups that want a structured Christian resource for discussing conflict and communication. It can be especially useful for readers who prefer guided application over abstract theory, since its main strength is the way it turns a marriage philosophy into practical exercises and repeated reflection. People already familiar with the Love and Respect framework will find it helpful as a hands-on companion, while new readers may use it to test whether the model fits their own relationship. What makes it stand out among marriage books is its very specific thesis and its highly organized workbook design. Rather than offering a broad catalog of relationship advice, it narrows the focus to a single interpretive lens. Spouses often feel hurt because they are not experiencing the form of affirmation they most value. That clarity makes the book memorable and easy to teach. At the same time, readers should approach it with awareness that it reflects a distinct evangelical perspective and a simplified model of gendered needs. In its category, that combination of directness, scriptural grounding, and practical repetition is what gives it lasting influence. If you would like to support Dr. Emerson Eggerichs, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.